Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
More protests in Bulgaria against infrastructure projects in ecosystem recognized by UNESCO. Thousands of people are demonstrating in Sofia, Bulgaria, and at least 30 other cities to reject the government's decision to allow the building of a ski resort and commercial logging in Perin National Park, deemed illegal by the demonstrators. The peak of demonstrations took place in January after the government's resolution in December. According to Friends of the Earth Europe, the unique ecosystems of Perin, recognized by UNESCO and protected under EU law, are home to brown bears, wolves, rare species of owls and woodpeckers, as well as more than 70 endemic plants, including Bulgaria's 1,300-year-oldest tree. The demonstrators, with the support of a coalition of Bulgarian NGOs for the nature, are demanding the permit to authorize commercial logging and the building of the ski resort in Perin to be overturned. They are also demanding the resignation of the Minister of Environment and Water, Neno Dimon. To know more about this issue, Real World Radio interviewed Saza Miata, Friends of the Earth Bulgaria's coordinator, Danita Saricinova.
The decision was they allowed a change in the actual management plan of the national park, and with this change they allowed a further construction in the park. And yes, they opened the doors for a bigger development of constructions of the ski resort, which is now actually partly illegal because it's in the national park.
Okay, Danita, and why did it provoke so much anger in the people in the country that led you all to be part of these huge mobilizations in January, and that I know that have been following?
Yeah, the mobilization continues. Last night there was another protest here in Sofia and in other cities too. We were really angry because firstly, this decision was made on 28th of December, between Christmas and New Eve. It was totally obvious that it's something that the government wants to hide from the public. It was an additional point in the agenda of the council proposed by the Minister of Environment and Water. So this is the first part of the anger. And of course, it is a decision of new logging, of new constructions in a national park, which is not only national, it is a World Natural Heritage, part of UNESCO, with a very important biodiversity, with animals and plants that are only there, you can see it. And this is part of really part of our nature, and we want to protect this space, one of the last ones that are really wild. And of course, there is another part, maybe more social. They put, the government put in conflict two parts of the population in Bulgaria. This one, all these cities that protest, and the local people who live next to the Pirin National Park and in this city, Bansko, where is the ski resort, who wants to develop their tourism. So we are not against the tourism in Bulgaria and the development, but we want to do it in a sustainable way and without logging in such an important national park.
Anita, I understand what you say, and I would like to ask you, for example, in some parts of Latin America, when you are opposing to these kind of projects that can be damaging for the environment and for the people living in those environments, then the government says that you are anti-development, that you are an activist anti-development. Do you face this kind of accusations from the government there in Bulgaria too?
Oh yes, of course. Actually, there is a really, really strong black PR, I can see it, against the ecological organizations in Bulgaria. and all the people that are ecologists. It's not only now, it's every year about every project that we protest against. So yes, I can say this. And also, they try to compare our ski resorts with the resorts in Switzerland, in the Alps, and they say that we are against our country and we want to develop the ski resorts abroad. So it's really funny. The Alps is 100 times bigger than Pirin, but people who read newspapers in Bulgaria, they believe them. So it's really big problem. In one part there is a big apathy to these questions, and on the same time a lot of people are manipulating.
And Danita, have you had any kind of answer from the government, especially after those mobilizations, or the government is still following up with their decision of having this resort in the Pirin National Park?
The only answer is that it will be only construction of a new ski lift, and they are going to they will not put their decision away. Actually, now we are presidency of the European Union in Bulgaria for the next six months, and the government doesn't want to talk about a lot about these protests, and they try to hide them from the public. Our prime minister says that he's a really green person and he will not cut a tree, never. They try to show that we are only a very small part of the population in Bulgaria and our opinion doesn't matter.
I understand. Danita, we know that Friends of the Earth Bulgaria is part of a coalition of Bulgarian environmental non-governmental organizations, which is called For the Nature. And you all are demanding that the decision is repealed and calling for the resignation of the Minister of Environment and Water, Neno Dimov. Anything else that you are asking about, or this is the main request of this NGO's coalition called For the Nature, Danita?
Actually, we have three main aims. Yes, this one with the resignation of the environmental minister, who is also a very famous climate skeptic in Bulgaria. And of course, to withdraw the decision of in December. And also, we want full transparency about the concession contract, including the identity of the real owner of the ski resort. Because it's not only about decision of the government, it's also about monopoly. The ski resort, there is only one person who owns, only one company that owns the ski resorts, with the gondolas, with the restaurants, hotels, the ski slope, everything is of one company. So, and this company is offshore. In the documents, it is a company from Cyprus. And yes, we want transparency about this company and who is the real owner of the ski resort. Because there is also the company has a relation with one Bulgarian bank. Yes, we want the transparency of all the way of the money in this resort.
Okay, Danita, anything else that maybe you would like to add and I didn't ask you about before we end the interview?
I just want to say that it's not just an ecological protest. It's about democracy. And I'm sure that if we have success, and I hope that we are going to aim what we want, this will be a really big hope for other protests in Bulgaria.
Okay, that was Danita Saricinova, coordinator of Friends of the Earth Bulgaria. Danita, thank you very much. You have been very kind.
Thank you too.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words. Building popular communications by FOI.